have to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way to stand up, stand up, stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Welcome to the show. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773. 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. The biblical question for this week, my biblical question, when was the last time you had a real conversation with another human being? When was the last time you had a real conversation with another human being? An amazing question. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And some of you are busy because we're heard around the world, so different time zones, and your activity will not allow you to sit and watch the show. So you tend to podcast, and you can. You can podcast all the show, but you can also be listening to the show no matter where you are, what time of day, anywhere in the world, by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. Amazing. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, you can go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. All right. It's Wednesday. Manhood Hour is coming up in the third hour every Wednesday. Third hour has always and will always be Manhood Hour in the third hour on Wednesday. Amazing. So 888-77-5-3-7-7-3. And I will get to all of your calls and your comments. Super chats. So we've been told that there's another hurricane situation happening in Florida. And they just had a horrible situation happen week before last, I believe now. And yet another one is coming. And the unfortunate thing, there are many unfortunate things about this, I guess. But the unfortunate thing is that we now have a government, according to all the reports, who are unwilling to really help the American people in time of trouble. You pay out buku tax money. But when you need it, the government is hesitant to show up and help the American people. But they can send the money to Ukraine and Iran and other places, anywhere but home. That's what we have in America today. But to all the people down in Florida there, our supporters and people listening to the show, our fans and people like that, be careful down there. I wish you well through this situation. And apparently this hurricane is a Category 5 storm that they're reporting. And it sounds like it's one of the worst that they have ever had. According to NBC News, Hurricane Milton, a Category 5 storm, is approaching Florida. Residents are being urged to evacuate, and as the storm threatened to bring devastating flooding, wind, and rain. This is from ABC News.
Tonight, time is running out with a ferocious Category 5 Hurricane Milton heading straight for the Florida Gulf Coast.
You must leave. I'm not asking you to leave. I'm telling you, you must leave.
In vulnerable areas, police blasting out last-minute notices to evacuate.
Quickly secure your home or business and safely evacuate the area.
There are signs many here are heeding the dire warnings.
Absolutely going to leave now. Just taking whatever I can get in my car.
Bumper-to-bumper traffic heading out of town. While some of the region's most iconic communities look like ghost towns. In St. Pete Beach, we found the streets mostly empty today, except for piles of debris from Helene.
This is amazing. This is all collected from the streets of the Barrier Islands.
That's right. These are all household items that were put to the curb for the first storm.
Yeah.
And
I'm looking at a 12-inch long stick here.
Mm-hmm.
This becomes a lethal weapon, doesn't it?
Right. It's a missile. With 175-mile-an-hour winds, that could kill someone.
Amazing. We all wish you well through the situation down there. And it's just, and that was from NBC News, right? It was just, you're just trying to clean up from the one that recently happened in Narragansett. It's amazing to live in areas where these kind of things happen. Especially hurricanes, right? Because, it's destroyed everything that gets in its way. So be careful, and we all wish you well. That's our prayer, wishing you well through this situation. Hopefully, somewhere along the way, the storm may calm down. It won't be as bad as it seemed. What a mess. What a mess. So over in Florida and other areas where Georgia, Carolina, and places like that, amazing stuff. But I think most people know that this stuff happened before they move into those areas. And we had one time considered, and not that it's off the table yet, moving to Florida. Thank God it didn't happen yet, whether we move or not. But be careful. We are wishing you well. Be safe. And material things are not more important than your life. All right? Amazing. So we all wish you all well down there in Florida and other areas where this thing may affect. Amazing stuff. I've noticed that in most of the, I don't watch a lot of the national news, but in the national news that I've been watching, the emphasis has been mostly on the upcoming election, the presidential election coming up next month. And as a result, you're not hearing the devastation that is happening in our country as a result of homeless people being put on the streets, given drugs, crime out of control. And so when you don't hear about it, you tend to forget, and it seems that all is well, but it's not. And you should not forget this, because it's because of the Democratic Party and some right-on Republicans voting to take away the police, defund the police, put the homeless people on the streets, and let them live and do whatever they want with no restrictions. And then on top of that, give them drugs. Keep them high. Give them needles and give them drugs. Can you imagine that? Homeless people already mentally ill, crazy. And the government is assisting them in giving them more drugs. Did you ever imagine that that would happen in my country? Where it's out of control. And did you ever imagine that Americans would support a government that in support of defunding police, no police? And in the meantime, oh, let's not forget, bring in all the illegal aliens. And then next time election come, vote for us. We care about you. We care about you, and you do it. You vote for them. I've said it once, I said it twice, and I've said it 1,000 times, give or take, that there's not one reason, not one, to vote for Kamala Harris and the Democratic Party. There's not one reason, but there are 1,000 reasons to vote them out. You get the kind of government you vote in, you get what you deserve. If you vote in Kamala Harris and this Democratic Party again, you can't complain. You can't complain as to what will continue to happen and what is coming down the pipe. These people don't care about you. Kamala Harris can care 2 cents about the American citizen, black or white. It doesn't matter your color. She's not done anything. She had time to do it and didn't. And didn't want to. Didn't show up at the borders or did nothing, right? Now she just wants you to laugh, grin it off, laugh it off and pretend things are well. It's not. Over at USC, a home intruder was captured. And this happened at one of the, according to the report, it happened at one of the dorms there for the ladies, female dorms. This is from KTLA 5. Did you hear about this? Several female USC students said they called police overnight when a homeless man broke into their University Park residence. After first peeking through a window. And it isn't the first time he has been, it's not the first time he's been there. Isn't that amazing? Watch this from KTLA 5.
This is a man accused of trespassing and making himself at home where 12 USC students reside.
It didn't ever cross my mind that he would, like, come inside the house.
Cassandra Stokucha and two other girls were studying for midterms at the dining room table around midnight when they noticed the intruder.
I just see him standing in the kitchen and we make direct eye contact.
One of my roommates started shrieking really, really loud. And the other one started shrieking because she saw him too. My initial response was like to take flight. And we just like made a run for it and like grabbed my phone because I knew I had to like call 911.
Most of the women were able to run outside. You can hear the commotion as LAPD and USC's Department of Public Safety arrived searching for the intruder.
This is our first time last night that it escalated to calling the police. But before, we just called the Department of Public Safety, who did nothing.
Amazing. Can you imagine? They're up at midnight doing homework, schoolwork. And a homeless person or an intruder just walk into their kitchen. You look up and there he is. This is what our government want for the people. This is what they want. If they didn't want this, it wouldn't be this way. The homeless people are protected by our government more so than the non-homeless people, people who are working and trying to take care of themselves. Isn't that amazing? Think about that. A homeless person can move into your empty house. You may have up for sale, or you may be doing some work on it, getting it ready for rental or sale, and they can move in. And now you, the homeowner, got to go to court and fight to get them out. Spend your money and time on lawyers to get them out, because they are more protected than you are. If you vote this government back in, you get what you deserve. You really do. You can't complain. It's like people who don't vote. Have you noticed that people who don't vote complain more than those who do vote? Why are you complaining? You did nothing. So if you vote in Kamala Harris because she said you can have an abortion, then okay. The students say this was the third time the man was seen on their property, but authorities says he was finally detained. I want you to watch this from KTLA 5 again.
The students say this was the third time the man described as homeless has been seen on the property. They never imagined he would invade their space.
When you're locked in studying and then you look up and there's this homeless man in your house that's been harassing you for a week, you're going to freak out.
We're dealing with the same issues throughout the county, that we have an unhoused population that are in our area. So that's why we want to make sure our students have the resources to call us.
The students say they did call DPS on Saturday after they saw the man hanging out on the front porch. After this latest incident, the girls want more beefed up patrols on Menlo Avenue.
After last night, like, none of us could sleep. We were all sleeping together. Like, it was really scary. Us, like, being, like, all women definitely makes us, like, an easier target.
The suspect was detained by the LAPD Tuesday afternoon after being spotted on 30th and Vermont.
And it looked like an illegal alien. I don't know, but he looked like one. I want my country back. It's not coming back. Wanting it back and getting it back are two different things. It's gone. And our government, this administration, a socialist government, we now have a socialist government. Their whole desire is to control you for power and wealth, perceived power. Isn't that amazing? They, that area down there at USC, it used to be a beautiful area when I first moved out here to L.A., but now you have a beautiful university sitting right in the middle of a ghetto. Right in the middle, the whole surrounding area is ghetto now. Crime and drugs and not homeless people. The school itself is beautiful. These people are definitely going to show up on the universe, on the ground there as well. They don't have police anymore. This stupid police woman, oh, we want them to call us. Okay. Why? You're not going to show up. You're going to show up after the crime is committed and the criminal is gone. And then they tell you that you can't bear arms. You can't protect yourself. If ever we needed you, Lord, we need you now. What a mess, huh? What a mess. and these people are going to vote for the liberal representatives. They're going to still vote for them. They don't care. They identify with being a Democrat. And as long as the representatives say that they are a Democrat, they're going to, the people are going to vote them back in. It doesn't matter because they have this false identity, just identify with the party and not voting for the best person. And then they tell you, oh, don't vote for Trump. He's such a bad, he says horrible things. He's mean. What? And then you'll go around saying the same thing about Trump and end up in trouble like this. Why not the best man for the job? Oh, I forgot. That doesn't apply anymore. The best man for the job doesn't apply. They want DEI. It's based on color, whatever mess. Not the best qualified person anymore. Remember those good old days? I bet you wish that they were back now, huh? That we had that again. When you apply for a job, you have to qualify for the job. Amazing. And if you think that's bad, and it is, over in South Central L.A., the people are not happy. They are not happy. According to this report, there was a fire started allegedly by illegal aliens. And I've noticed that we've been hearing in L.A. area, we've been hearing about a lot of fires lately, a number of fires lately. And not and this not illegal alien, but this fire started allegedly by homeless people, which include illegal aliens, because there are a lot of illegal aliens living on the streets. But over in South Central L.A., the people, they are concerned that these fires are started by homeless people. This is from Fox 11. South Los Angeles residents express frustration over frequent fires in their neighborhood, which they alleged were set by homeless individuals. Watch this from Fox 11.
This part of South LA we're standing in is technically city property, but just on the other side of this fence is state property. So when residents call for help, everyone's basically pointing fingers at each other. Really frustrating for residents who say they're basically living in a black hole. Leaning up against their graffitied wall, South LA residents are exhausted, fed up, and defeated.
Got mobile homes. It's just pitiful. And I'm tired of, they got the best of me. I'm going to take my ass up out of here.
Big Tex and his neighbors have all lived here on 115th off Hoover for about 20 years. In the past month, they've dealt with 31 fires, whoa, sometimes three or four a day, and three times that many in this area, from just under the 105 to the 110 to Vermont.
All along this area, there's been over 100 fires in the last month.
How many of them are arson?
Every single one is arson related. It's homeless encampments.
If you can notice how I sound right now, waking up in the morning, your voice sounding hoarse because you got so much consuming of smoke. When you just wake up at all hours of the night and your whole black backyard is just flamed up, it's like, what do you do? Our little water hoses is not going to help that.
Wow, can you imagine that? The homeless people are put first. They're protected by the law, and you're not. And you're dealing with that many fires in your neighborhood? And this is in South Central L.A. Will those people over there still vote for the Democratic Party? You can't blame this on the Republican. Maybe rhinos, but will they still be voting for the Democrats? The Democrats put them in this situation. The Democrats put them in this situation. Are you going to vote for Kamala Harris? She's black. She's female. You need to help her with her career. Where is the love? That man said the S word, A word, in the news. I'm getting my A up out of here. Sir, are you still voting for the Democratic Party? The residents are also dealing with large concentration of homeless RVs in the county. Oh, the residents are also dealing with the largest concentration of homeless RVs in the county. Here's more on that from Fox 11.
The street is part of what has become the largest concentration of homeless RVs in the county that we've reported on for the past couple of years now. Thanks to cleanups led by Harbor Gateway Chamber of Commerce community advocate David Matthews, 450 rundown RVs is now down to about 150. The residents say still bring crime, drugs, and trash.
Oh my God, so last week was crazy. We had rats just running everywhere. They were running up and down the sidewalk and they were running at us. And what was crazy was there was a hole in the Caltrans fence and they were falling onto the car that were driving under the freeway and they were going into the residential areas. And people were living there. Kids were living in this mess. And how are we okay with that?
I go to City Hall. It's a mess down there. So if it's messed up down there, they ain't finna do over here.
The issue is we have all these overlapping jurisdictions and nobody is still not communicating with each other. It's time we stop this. We can solve it, but we have to all come to the table.
Amazing, huh? And they voted in Kara Bass. They had the same problem with those RV things out there in Malibu. And Malibu is a rich, wealthy, right by the ocean area there. A lot of actors and entertainers live over there and blah, blah, blah. RVs everywhere. And so the people are like, what the? And they started to complain, and last I heard, they were trying to get them out of that area, too. The Anchor Baby reported on his show every day, Monday through Friday, from at 4 p.m., right, that the country spent—
The county
spent $600 million. That's a lot on the homeless.
I got that from their website, by the way.
From the government?
LA County website. You know where they got that
million
money from?
$600
million? $600 million. You know where they got that money from?
Us.
Measure H. And the people voted that in 2017. They said back in 2017, they agreed to pay a little more taxes to make all this money go to the homeless. And they said, if in 10 years, we'll use this money to fix it. Well, we're almost at 2027. 10 years is almost up. Measure H has been in effect for those years.
And then people, when they saw Measure H, they were so emotional. Oh, let's help the homeless. You fell for another lie from the government. And the interesting thing about that, it's only getting worse. It is not getting better. It's kind of like your life is, right? If you don't deal with the anger in your life, doesn't your life get worse? It doesn't get better. It gets worse. Look how miserable you are. And at night, you cry. 888-7753-773. A quick break. Back in a moment to your phone calls and super chats. Back in a moment. Read or heard that some Republicans are starting to pull their advertisements from Google or whomever, right? Because so many conservatives are being shut down, discriminated against, shadow banned, and all that kind of stuff. So conservatives are starting to fight back. It is happening to us, too. I was just taking it one day at a time. But you could go to jlptalk.com and find all the ways to support us. You can check out rebuildingdemand.com and support our nonprofit organization. You can call 800-411-BOND, 800-411-2663. And don't forget to like, subscribe, follow, share, and Sunny. And also, we have thefallenstate.tv. Ring the bell. Do you remember when it was September? do you remember when we did not have these kind of issues to deal with in California or even around the country? Do you remember? Remember when there were crime out there happening, but there were police you can call up on? Do you remember what a mess is going to? The interesting thing about this is going to get worse. It's going to get worse. The Hake Report is coming up at 9 a.m. this morning, Pacific time. From 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. TheHakeReport.com. James Hake is on fire. And at 11 a.m., Joel Friday TV. He black. Joel Friday TV making it happen. And at 4 p.m., The American Anchor Baby. The American Anchor Baby at 4 p.m. Pacific time. Energy everywhere. He told you $600 million the county spent. I don't even know this. What do you do with that kind of money? And things only get worse. And nothing had gotten better. And all that, where's that money? And then now stupid, dumb Carabath call it the unhoused. What kind of sense does that make? But anyway, so check out the shows. Right? Let me go to Chris, a first-time call out of Connecticut. Chris, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Thank you, Jesse. It's a pleasure to talk to you, my friend.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
I am a first-time caller. I want to preface what I'm going to say by saying that, first off, I'm a Christian, so I know no man is good, but the Dems and RINOs, they're so evil that I'm concerned that the Dems and elites, they're going to try something to stop the election. Now, the world is on fire right now. Obviously, we know that. But right around the week of or the day of, they could, like, try to get us into a hot war or do anything to, you know, quote, well, we're going to have to temporarily suspend the election, quote, unquote, temporarily suspend the election right now because, you know, we got to handle this or whatever. I wanted to get your take on that because, you know, we see right through these people.
Well,
no,
I don't.
You know what I'm saying?
I don't know what's going to happen. Of course, I do have a wait and see about all things, but
yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised because these people, they love, absolutely crave and starve for power and wealth. They love controlling the people, And they have been able to do that for the last 4 years now, completely control the American people and show no love for the people or anything. And they love that. And I know now that they're not ready to let that go.
No.
But,
no,
and so close. I wouldn't be surprised. I don't know what's going to happen, but I wouldn't be surprised.
I mean, they are so desperate. I've never seen such desperation to stop a man from becoming president of the United States. I mean, in my lifetime, I'm 49 years old. So my first time voting was actually for Ross Perot, believe it or not. Just because I wanted a businessman in there. And same thing now with Trump. I want a businessman.
Yeah.
But I've never seen anything like this in my life.
Well, that's what, when you give people power over you, that's what happens. When you give them power over you, and we have a big government now. We don't need a big government. But the government has given people money and free houses and told the people, we love you. And now the people are addicted to government taking care of them. And they'll give up their freedom. They'll give up anything for it. And that's what's happened. But hopefully, Chris. I know. Hopefully, come November, a miracle happens. And the great white hope began in there. And so I know about your concern. I totally understand it. I have the same concern. But
a lot of people aren't saying it, but they feel it.
Right. You know, I have a wait and see. Also, I don't trust the media. So when they're saying that this is a close race, Kamala Harris and Trump, or even in some cases, I don't believe it. And so I'm just kind of waiting and seeing. I encourage people, don't be angry. Stay away from the anger. Because if it doesn't go their way, this government want you to overreact. So do not be angry so you don't overreact and just create another situation for you. And I hear that Barack Obama, I don't know if it's true or not, but the fallen Messiah is behind this too. He's working overtime trying to keep Trump out as well.
I have no doubt that he's one of the top people behind.
Yeah.
For the past 8 years, he's been behind a lot of this.
What a mess. Well, thank you, Chris. So we just have to wait and see what happens, man.
We will see.
Yes, sir.
We will see.
All right.
We pray. All right, my friend.
Thanks for calling.
Take care now.
Okay.
You got it.
Bye. Right now. 888-775-3773. What a mess. Drop your anger. Why not drop your anger so you could be free? And if you are free from within, you can handle what's happening outside of you out there in the world. What good? Just think about this. Smoke on it. Even if you don't believe me, think about it in your own personal life. What good has it ever done you? Just you. Think about you, nobody else. Don't think about the big world at this point. What good has it ever done you to be angry? To fight? To be angry? What good has that ever done you? To be angry. Anger is evil, right? Why not just drop the anger so that you'll be able to deal with the insane world around you? Your world inside of you can be at perfect peace, right? And if you didn't have the anger, you'll be able to deal with the hell outside of you. Why not drop the anger? What's good has it done you? It doesn't matter how old you are. 1 year old. Why not drop the anger? Let's do Super Chat. And I'm coming right back to the fire. I want to do Super Chat.
Super Chats.
Over on X. Responding yesterday when you said the people of color don't know how to keep the country going.
Right.
Iguana Don says, Ask. Why not?
Why not what?
Why don't the people of color know how to keep the country going?
That's what I'm trying to figure out. And the reason, I think I know already, though, but I remember before the people of color turned their lives over to so-called leaders, they did well. They created things. They kept nice neighborhoods. They bought land. They had families. They voted for whomever they wanted to vote for, not because of some NAACP or anyone else telling them how to vote. The media tell. So I know that they can do it, I think, at least in America. But so I'm thinking that now that the people of color have turned their lives over to, even the men have turned their lives over to others to think for them, to tell them when to and how to, I'm thinking that that's why they can't do anything right, because they have lost their way. They have lost the God-given ability to think and do for themselves. I'm thinking that's what it is. And that's why we can't afford. White folks, no, don't do it. Don't give in. Don't lose your country. There's nowhere else to go. So over there on X, thank you, but I think because they don't think for themselves anymore, they have lost their common sense. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Iguana Don. Over on buymeacoffee.com/JLPtalk, Manuel, 25 coffees, very generous.
Thank you.
Fresno, California, Bulldog gang bust that Tony mentioned in California was 2017. I live in Fresno, and they got around 30 members for child and drug trafficking.
Repeat that.
He lives in Fresno, and that's that gang bust of non-whites. Was way back in 2017. They got around 30 members for child and drug trafficking.
Oh, that Tony mentioned that?
Yeah, because you're like, when was the last time they busted a POC gang, people of color gang,
right,
and made a big deal out of it? So like
amazing.
7, 8, 9 years ago.
What the? You know what, white people, I said it yesterday and I said it again and I've said it before. I would suggest you calm down. I would suggest you lay down your anger so you can have a clearer mind and you can see how to function in the right way. Because anything that you do that look like anger, they coming after you with a vengeance. They coming after you, and they're going to throw away the key. You'll be in jail for the rest of your life because they're not going to even let you have a lawyer to come visit you. White people, for no reason at all, zero reason. There's not, and I promise you, I'm not making this up. There's not one reason why the people of color should be angry at the whites. Nothing. But you're blamed for everything. That's wrong. And then the people of color get the credit for that, that go right, which never happens, by the way. So white people, drop your anger. Don't be, have some sense. They want you to overreact. They want you to be mad. In case you missed it, we reported on a story yesterday that in San Bernardino area, they arrested a bunch of what they call Aryan Nation or something. Is that true?
No, Aryan Brotherhood.
Aryan Brotherhood. What's the difference between Aryan Nation and Aryan Brotherhood?
Aryan Nation was founded in like Idaho or somewhere, and it was founded by some people over there.
A white people?
Presumably. And Aryan Brotherhood was founded in that prison in San Quentin by Irish people.
Oh.
According to Britannica, it's an encyclopedia. Back in 1964, when they desegregated the prisons. Bad idea.
Yeah. So the Aryan Nation, are they friends with the Aryan Brotherhood?
I don't know.
They don't like each other.
I said, I don't know.
Well, Matt, but whatever. White people, this is not a time. It's never a time to be angry. You never should have it. There is never one thing that can happen to you. But you are not to blame for the people of color problem. They're lying on you. But don't be angry. Don't deal in lies. When you're being lied on, don't deal in lies. Ooh, I like that. Isn't that amazing?
Shout out to Rudyard Kipling.
That's for sure. Can I hear that, Nick? Don't deal in lies. This is the New Testament. This is a perfect way of living.
If you can keep your head when all about you are losing theirs and blaming it on you, if you can trust yourself when all men doubt you, but make allowance for their doubting too, if you can wait and not be tired by waiting, or being lied about, don't deal in lies, or being hated, don't give way to hating, and yet don't look too good, nor talk too wise. If you can dream and not make dreams your master, if you can think and not make thoughts your aim, if you can meet with triumph and disaster and treat those two impostors just the same, if you can bear to hear the truth you've spoken, twisted by knaves to make a trap for fools, or watch the things you gave your life to broken, and stoop and build them up with worn-out tools, if you can make one heap of all your winnings and risk it on one turn of pitch and toss, and lose and start again at your beginnings and never breathe a word about your loss, if you can force your heart and nerve and sinew to serve your turn long after they are gone, and so hold on when there is nothing in you except the will which says to them, hold on. If you can talk with crowds and keep your virtue, or walk with kings, nor lose the common touch, if neither foes nor loving friends can hurt you, if all men count with you, but are none too much, if you can fill the unforgiving minute with 60 seconds worth of distance run, yours is the earth and everything that's in it. And, which is more, you'll be a man, my son.
Amazing. Isn't that like deep? Hake.
Nice.
Do you understand the depths of that?
The simple life. Yeah. I think so, sort of. Dead air.
That is so deep, I can hardly stand it. But you got to work on yourself, and if you work on yourself, I promise you'll get to that. Really. It's inside of you. But you got to work on you. Nobody else can work on you but you. And it's hard work. But if you can do the if, you'll be fine. Thank you, by the way. Thank you. Go ahead.
Thank you, Manuel, with your 25 coffees. Yep. Gregatron bought a coffee. Good to hear from Tony yesterday. I would like to ask him a question. Would you feel safer around 100 Aryan brothers? Or 100 Bloods and Crips?
Nice. Wow. Amazing question. What do you think, Tony? From California. Amazing. Thank you.
Vincent, 30 coffees.
Wow. Amazing.
This Sunday, I will be on West Pico for fellowship. I am from the Bay Area. Can you recommend any good restaurants in your area?
Chat with my producer at JesseLeePeterson.com. And somebody will get back to you, and or if not, before Sunday, we'll tell you once you get here Sunday. All right? Amazing. And welcome. Fellowship is amazing, folks. I have nothing to do with it. You know what I mean? But and it's amazing for me. I learned so much from the people. The people. And Sunday fellowship is for all. Doors open at 10:30. Meeting starts at 11 a.m. Pacific time. Go to rebuildingaman.com/church. Rebuildingaman.com/church. 11 a.m. Pacific time and 2 p.m. Eastern time. If you want to be helped, you can be helped at the fellowship for sure, if you want it. Amazing. Thank you, and I'll see you on Sunday. If the Lord is willing and decreed, don't ride.
Thank you, Vincent.
Amazing. Thank you, Vincent.
pepper juice. I think I've been saying prepper juice, but it's pepper juice. Bought a coffee. I recently met a guy at a wedding. He called me queen. In my mind, I said, beta! I no longer seek attention from men, but the men keep flocking over. Help! Love you, Senor Jesse. Loving heart.
Right on.
In the smiley.
Gracias. Gracias. I love you back. But that's what happens when you give up seeking that. They're going to flock from everywhere because they're going to send men from everywhere to you. And you're not going to want it because you're not wanting for nothing. You're not wanting for anything. And so when it comes, just notice it. No big deal and let it pass. Amazing. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. Thank you.
Thank you, Pepper Juice. Lori bought a coffee. Punchy TV latest episode was nice. Jesse, your advice never to argue is priceless. I realized how I unconsciously argued with my husband because I believed a judgmental thought. Also, by not arguing, I realized that obeying your husband just means not judging him.
Yes.
That obedience gets easy. Thanks.
Wow, that's deep. I want a couple of things I recommend. Do what you want with your own life, though. It's on you. Drop the anger and never argue with anyone. Drop the argument. And just to see what happens, just say to yourself, you know what? I'm going to stop arguing and see what happens. Don't argue with your husband, your wife, your girlfriend, your friends, your coworkers, your family members, or the demons in your own imagination. Don't argue and just see what happens. Nick said, it's time to build. What, Nick?
No, that was from when you were wondering why the blacks.
Oh.
Hit the blacks. Why they're not building or something like that.
Oh. Yeah. Nice. And you said drop your bucket?
It says, I was just saying it takes time to build that sort of mentality up and pass it down.
Oh, yeah.
And that's what I was thinking.
That's a good point.
And then I thought of Booker T when he said, I'm telling them they got to cast their bucket down where they at.
Yep.
Not me.
I don't know if Booker T said where they at. He probably said where they are.
I'm paraphrasing.
He's black, so don't be paraphrasing the black in a negative way. But a nice reference, though.
Seeker bought a coffee. Would you agree with my observation that the present moment, or now, cannot be pointed to or measured? It seems that as soon as you try, it is already past, as if it is neither a beginning nor an end.
Amazing
Has
point.
Has neither a beginning nor an end.
Amazing point. Thank you. Absolutely. Nice.
Is there anything we can be that we are not already? Asks Seeker.
No.
Nice.
Thank you.
Lori Bain says, Eddie Holman is a legendary singer. Love his music. Thanks, Jesse, for always being old school.
Old school is the way to go.
I love you, and hey there, lonely girl.
I love you back, and right on. I got to take a break. Thank you all for your super chat. When I come back, straight to the phone, the hate news, not the fake news, coming up at 2 more hours to go. Back in a moment. Get them.
Seven guaranteed steps to spiritual, family, and financial success, guy. Even if you're not starting a business, but you have a job, or you're on welfare, it can help you if you do. Be doers of the word, all right? From rage to responsibility, from rage. That's what I write about in the first chapter, especially how I overcame scam, how the black leadership exploits black Americans. They are using them. And blacks are too willing to be used. And then my last book, The Antidote, Healing America from the Poison of Hate, Blame, and Victimhood. They are all amazing books, and they are helpful. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com if you want an autographed copy, or call 800-411-2663.
A whole lot of mess going on in the world. This is the end of hour one already of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Wednesday, October 9th, AD 2024. There is one line open. You can call in right now during Hake News, not fake news. And JLP will be right back to your calls. And more Super Chats, by the way, and some great stories. Commie Nonsense Network, CNN, reporting on the hurricanes. More than 1,600 gas stations in Florida have run out of fuel as residents in Hurricane Milton's, is it Milton or Milton? Milton's Path, and it should be a woman's name, but try to evacuate, mass evacuation, forced evacuation, or at least mandatory. Officials say the state's reserves are falling due to panic buying and drivers topping off their tanks, which can make shortages worse. Reminds me of the toilet paper shortage during the beginning of the China virus scare. Hurricane Milton is on track to make landfall in Florida's Gulf Coast tonight as a Category 4 storm, Cat 4. Sustained wind speeds of nearly 130 miles per hour per the National Hurricane Center. Its path wobbled further south than expected Tuesday. They put farther south, but I think since it's undefined, it's further south, leading to a southern shift in the forecast. Current trajectories show the storm barreling towards Sarasota, Florida, just south of Tampa Bay. Nearly 20 million people are under hurricane or tropical storm warnings. Despite frenzied efforts to clean up after Hurricane Helene, which left a lot of destruction with the storm surge, you know, the floods, mounds of rubble, including sheet metal, cinder blocks, and large appliances, remain in neighborhoods. Officials worry that Milton's winds will turn that debris into dangerous projectiles that could hit people or homes. So watch out, people. Whew. And speaking of evacuations, Gaza evacuation in the Middle East. A leading medical aid group claims that Israel's evacuation orders in northern Gaza are turning it into an unlivable wasteland, effectively emptying out the whole area of Palestinians. That's convenient, perhaps, for some, inconvenient for many. Since Sunday, the Israeli military has issued evacuation orders for three large areas in that region, saying that they launched a new ground offensive there to combat efforts by Hamas to rebuild their capabilities. The orders affect hundreds of thousands of people, particularly in northern Gaza, where more than 400,000 people are under pressure to move southward, according to the far-left, evil, extremist, anti-American UN, United Nations. Israeli Prime Minister based Benjamin Bibi Netanyahu, I'm using my strong arm here, also warned Lebanon Tuesday that the country will face destruction similar to what we see in Gaza as his country escalates their strikes targeting Hezbollah over in Lebanon. What a mess, huh? Shout out to Bibi and shout out to the Lebanese and the so-called Palestinians. And the national debt in America. Yet again, the federal government spent far more than they collected in revenue. Revenue, quote unquote, spoils. Racking up a budget deficit of $1.8 trillion for fiscal year 2024, according to the Congressional Budget Office, the CBO. Not necessarily a reliable source. While deficit is typically a concern during the presidential election years, our greatest president, Donald J. Trump, and Vice President Cackling Kamala Harris continue to unveil pricey policies, supposedly. Trump's platform could hike the national debt $7.5 trillion over a decade, so they claim, while Kamala's package could increase it by $3.5 trillion. And that's bad spent money. Trump's is well spent money, and it will result in payoffs. So says their recent analysis. On Tuesday, Kamala proposed broadening Medicare benefits, trying to buy votes, bribe the populace of suckers. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP, Hour 2.
and to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth, instead of dividing them with lies. Excuse me. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the second hour of the show today. Manhood Hour is coming up in the next hour. You can get involved by calling 888-77-53-773. 888-77-Jesse, J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. My biblical question for this week, and it's a doozy. The biblical question: oh, hold on, I thought he was going to put it up there. When was the last time you had a real conversation with another human being? When was the last time you had a real conversation with another human being? I was waiting for them to put it up there so I didn't have to read it here. So that's why I paused for a moment. You can podcast all the shows. But let's say you're busy. Let's say you're busy. And you're out, you know, sending your kids off to public school because you hate them. Or you're a mother that don't want to stay home and raise them because you're in competition with your husband. And you want to be out working so you can get a false ego feeling about your work. People say, what a great job you're doing. Or you're coming across the border and your brain is selling fentanyl. Or you're selling human beings, whatever you're doing. Or you're just laying up at the beach doing nothing, watching the tidal wave go by. You can be listening to the show on your iPhone or iPad anywhere in the world, anywhere in the whole wide world, by calling 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP. Buymeacoffee.com/JLP. Or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. Amazing. Before I go back to the phones, I want to show you the effect of weak men or men leading, weak men leading. And people are like, what is a beta male, Jesse? A beta male is a mama's boy. The one thing, did I say buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk? What are you saying, Hank? Oh, buy me a coffee, to donate and have your comments read out loud. buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. All right. Any male that is a mama's boy is a weak male. Here's an example of that. Fox News reported that a woman who was convicted of a double murder as a minor has been accused of another murder. This new accusation has led to criticism of L.A. County District Attorney George Gascon. Watch this from Fox 11.
It's devastating, honestly.
Nearly 5 years ago, Cynthia Carrera's brother, Alfredo Carrera, and his friend, Jose Flores Velasquez, were murdered in South Los Angeles simply because they were standing in a rival gang territory. Both men were not gang-related. Alfredo was about to be a father, and Jose was a student at UCI who had just accepted a job with NASA.
This was a cold-blooded murder, and it wasn't just one person. There was two people here that innocently lost their lives for no reason.
17-year-old Shanice Dyer, a member of the East Coast Crips, was charged with premeditated murder by District Attorney Jackie Lacey and was set to be tried as an adult. That changed when George Gascon took office in 2020.
And I want you to know that, according to what I remember about George Gascon, he was DA up in San Francisco, I believe, in that area. And he turned that city into a horror zone. And everyone knew it. The voters knew it. Everyone knew it. And then they decided to bring him down here to L.A. And you know what the voters did? They voted for him again. They already knew the type of work he did. They know they had the proof from San Francisco. Just like they know right now what the Democrats will and will not do. But they voted him in anyway. And now crime is through the roof in L.A. That's a beta male. That's a weak man. Weak male. George can care less. It looked like he put there for destruction and destruction only. And people losing their lives. And you know what? The voters won't vote him out. We're getting a chance to vote again this November to vote this guy out. Let's see if they're going to vote him out. What do you think? What a sad way to live, huh? You get the type of government you deserve. You can't complain. You get the type of government you deserve. Here's the policy that led to the criticism of this guy, the district attorney. Watch this from Fox 11.
The public needs to know what's going on.
Michelle Hennessy is the president of the Association of Deputy District Attorneys in L.A. County.
One of the many blanket policies that he dropped the day he took office was that no crime committed by any juvenile ever, no matter what the circumstance, would ever be fitnessed to adult court.
So Dyer was tried as a juvenile. She was in custody less than 4 years for two murders.
Still was a very hard hit, and now that we come to find out that this person has committed another crime, has done this to another family.
The same woman who killed Alfredo and Jose is now accused of murder once again, alleged to have aided and abetted in the murder of this man, 21-year-old Joshua Streeter.
Amazing. Well, that's what's happening in my country. Now, do you believe me when I say that my country is not coming back? My country is not coming back. Amazing. 888-7753-773. Let me go to the busy phones here. William out of Norway, heard around the world by everybody and they mama if you're black, everybody and their mama if you're white. William, welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, Jesse.
Good morning.
I have a question about the mind.
Okay.
So I called last time and you told me just to watch the mind and don't think, right?
Right.
But I found it difficult to watch the mind when I'm working or I'm doing my thing in the day. I don't know what to do when I'm doing the silent prayer, it's easier, but when I'm working or doing something, it's difficult to watch it.
Right.
And when I watch it, the mind stops what I'm thinking. And when I stop watch it, and it starts again.
And your question for me is what?
What should I do about this?
So when you're working, you're doing your practical work, you're gonna use your intellectual thoughts. We should give
yes,
it to your background.
My mind goes in the past or in the future.
I'm sorry?
When I'm working, my mind goes elsewhere, you know?
Right. And when you see that happening, do nothing but just notice it, and it'll work itself out. You'll be back in the present. Don't trip out. Don't overreact. Don't let the devil tell you it's not working. But just notice that your mind is, you're thinking about the past or the future. And don't make it a big deal. And then continue to do your practical work. Do your job. And when you finish with the job, just come back to the present. No big deal.
Okay.
Because you are going to use your intellectual mind in the right way, thoughts in the right way, in order to get the physical job done.
Okay, I will try it. I will call you next week if it doesn't work.
Okay, do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, just watch it and let it be.
Yes. Don't overreact. Don't let the devil tell you it's not working. Because when you're doing your practical work, you're going to be focused on that. And you're going to be using your thoughts in the right way then. But then when you put the hammer down, when you're done with the job, just come back to the present and you'll be fine.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Amazing. 888-7753-773. God gives you the ability to use your mind. That's what's so beautiful about when you overcome thoughts. You're now given the ability to use your mind in the right way. Isn't that amazing? In the right way. 888-77 Jesse. Let me go to Jaime out of Minnesota. Jaime, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hello? Hello, is this me?
Is this Jaime?
Yeah, no, it's Femi. I don't know where you go, Minnesota. I'm from the UK, London.
What? They got.
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't say Minnesota.
You got Jaime from. Hold on, buddy. Let me get this straight. Don't hang up. What's going on? Does it say Jaime out of Minnesota?
Yeah, it sounds like he may have gotten that wrong and thought it was that one Jaime, but it's Fimey or something like
that. Yeah.
So I saw where his mind went. His mind locked in. It's Jaime. Oh, I know Jaime. He called in, so he just put it all in.
Oh.
He locked in on Jaime.
But it's a different country. It's not totally even in the country.
That's true. This guy has a English accent.
He doesn't even sound like an American citizen. And he's from a different country. So we're getting that. Okay, let me have
London.
It back.
Relinquish control.
James, yeah, let me have it back. Give me back the call.
Give me. All yours, Jesse.
Okay, thank you. Okay, buddy. What's your name again?
Femi.
And you're calling from?
London.
All right. Thank you, man. I got a black producer. I'm sorry.
You were talking earlier about, and you talk a lot about it, America being taken, you know, from the white man.
Yes.
And obviously all the other ethnic minorities are just messing stuff up as they go along.
Yes.
And you covered the UK a couple of weeks ago about the riots that were going on, which was because a lot of white people were fed up with the crime, the terrorism, a lot of different things go on here that, you know, it doesn't necessarily make international American news, but we don't have Mexican immigration. We don't really have many South Americans, obviously, but we tend to have more Asian, African, Arab immigration.
Uh-huh.
And that brings with it its own problems. But yeah, I just wanted to give you a little update. So based on the riots that happened the other day, right? So our MI5, which is like CIA or NSA or, you know, intelligence service, they did a speech yesterday where they were saying that after it happens every year that they give this speech, doesn't matter who takes the job at the MI5, every year they have to compile a list of all of the people that the MI5 are watching because they believe these people are, you know, they're going to commit violence, they're going to commit terror. So they have to make a database of all these people. They watch them. They watch what they do on the internet and stuff like that. Same thing in America. And same thing in America, who populates that list mostly, of course, is, you know, Asian, Arab, Muslims most of the time. It's Islamic extremism. And this year was no different. So he basically read out the stats. Obviously, nothing surprising. It's Islamic extremism, like always. But he rounded up the speech by basically saying that far-right extremism is the biggest threat to national security. That's like something we need to watch. He was saying that the children, that the most amount of people ever, youth, on the terror watch list has been children. And he was saying that they're being radicalized by sharing far-right memes and engaging in internet culture. It's just a bunch of nonsense, to be honest with you.
Nobody
in this country fears far-right extremism. No one in America fears far-right extremism.
Right.
You know, far-right extremists don't blow up stadiums with people in them. We had a terrorist attack a few years ago in Manchester where they blew up like hundreds of kids and children. It's like, you'll never hear the far-right doing something like that. And they know that, but they want us to believe that the biggest enemy are straight white men who are out somewhere in the night fostering and planning to kill everyone that's non-white. And it's just, come on, like, it doesn't make sense. But yeah, I just wanted to give you that update because obviously I know that you covered the UK and I just wanted to let you know that things are still obviously getting worse and the white men in control are still running from the actual problems. And just instead of saying what it is, which is the problem, they have to do the politically correct thing and start dancing around the issues.
And so why are the white people are afraid to speak up over there as they are here? And why is that? What's wrong with the whites that they won't speak up?
So the white man of yesterday, the white man that, you know, created the civilizations, the things that we look around and we all take for granted.
Yes.
That white man that just did what he was going to do, had a plan in mind, followed it. If anyone told him his plan wasn't working, it's affecting me, you're hurting me. He just said, I don't care. I've got my plan and I'm going straight on with it. That man is gone. And the man that we have today, if he gets met with, you know, somebody saying you're racist or, you know, Islamophobic, transphobic, homophobic, the white man just suddenly just freezes up. He doesn't know what to do anymore. And he rolls over and lets them win. He doesn't know how to, you know, handle criticism anymore. In my opinion, there are too many groups that are minorities that have far too much power, it seems, over the white man. He doesn't seem to know how to deal with them anymore. And I just feel like it doesn't make sense because the Western world, as we know it, is just crime-ridden.
Yeah.
And it's because the white man doesn't know how to put crime in order. He doesn't know how to do law and order. Those days of law and order are so far behind us that, you know, you start talking to people about, in this country recently, they just released one third, or they plan to release another amount of prisoners, but they wanted to release one third of the prisoners because apparently, you know, they shouldn't be in prison. But come on. If they were in prison in the first place, then we need them in prison, not outside. And a lot of them have reoffended already since they've been released.
Do the whites in London, do they know what happened to the whites in South Africa and what's happening to the whites here in America? Are they aware that it's the same thing?
They are aware, but they learn it in history. They're aware of it. But do you know what it is? I don't think it's arrogance. I just think that the white man of today is very naive. Like, he watches these situations happening in different places. He sees it happening, but he's like, I don't think that will happen here. I'm sure it will be different here, or, you know, but it's never different here. No. It's always the same. When you start seeing those symptoms in a society, that's what's coming. But, you know, I just personally think that the white man needs to stop being so soft. Like, what happened to the white man that used to,
right,
you know, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if you don't like three strikes and you're out. You're out. There's no, you know, you can argue with us. You can do the protest you want. Three strikes, you're out.
Yeah.
Those type of things, I believe, helped. Whether, you know, the black community is going to cry afterwards and say, where did all our fathers go? If they weren't committing crime, they wouldn't have been locked up.
Absolutely.
That's as simple as it gets.
Absolutely. What a mess.
What a mess, seriously.
So it is like, am I right when I say that it's over for the Western world?
100. I can't say it's over, because at any minute, the white man could wake up. Like, what we saw in England, that was the first time that white people all around the country started getting annoyed enough that they actually took to the streets and did something. Now, I don't agree with violent protests,
right,
but when things are so bad in the society, people are going to do those kind of things. So to me, when you see those kind of sparks, it gives you hope that people somewhere are still upset that these things are happening. But it's all about whether the people are going to do something long term, if they're going to elect governments that actually are strong on crime, strong on immigration, you know, those kind of things. If they're not, you know, and I think a lot of people on the right just don't vote. They just think that the system's so corrupt. They've seen it so many times that there's no point voting. But that lets us down, because people on the left, they will always vote. They will always make sure that their way is going to be represented.
And so are the whites over there electing government that will enforce the law and stand up for them,
no,
or not?
Of course not. No, unfortunately, our country had a bit of unfortunate circumstances. I would say that we had a conservative government in government for about 10 years. And the general consensus of the country is that they didn't do a good job on anything. Didn't do a good job on crime, didn't do a good job on immigration, didn't do a good job on many things. And therefore, the opposition team, the Liberals, were always going to win, because so many people were like, wow, they did such a horrible chance. There's no way we could ever elect them in again. So the Liberals won this time, and they're now in government for the next 4 years. But, you know, polls are showing that he's the most hated prime minister that's ever been, you know, in the shortest space of time, because he's so liberal, letting criminals out, you know, tough against Israel, not tough on immigration, but, you know, tough on things that don't matter, tough on internet crime and what people say on the internet and this and that, but not investing. Getting real people getting killed, not investigating real high-level thefts, frauds, drug rings, trafficking, none of that. Let's focus on what people are saying on the internet. Let's focus on so-called far-right extremists, when no one's ever met anyone that honestly they could say, yep, this guy needs to be on the watch list for his far-right views. We don't know people like that. It's just people that are concerned with crime and people that are concerned with immigration. And if that makes you a far-right extremist, then sign me up, fam.
So I wanted to ask the conservative over there, are they really conservatives, or are they?
No.
They're not. And why do you say no?
Not really. I would say in their 10-year run that they just had, they were not conservative at all. They were not tough on crime. They were not tough on immigration, not tough on Islamic extremism or terrorism around the world, nothing. But since the Liberals have taken over, since they lost the election, now all of a sudden they are scrambling all over themselves to say that, we'll be tough on crime. Look, we'll be tough on crime. We'll do all of the things that we should have done the first time. So I don't think they're really conservative. I just think that it's a game. A lot of them just know that some people vote for conservative ideas, so we'll tell them that if that makes them vote. But do they really believe? I think the problem is these politicians, they will never live in the communities that any of this, you know, stuff is affecting. They don't live in the communities where they could get robbed for their Rolex. They don't live in the communities where immigration has sent this whole community from a population that used to speak 80% English to 20% English. You know, they'll never live like that. So they don't really ever care what happens which way or the other.
Amazing. And so the conservative over there are just like the rhino conservatives here.
Yeah. Yes.
And one last thing that I got to run, but what is the impression of the great white hope, Donald Trump, over there? How do they see him over there?
Well, obviously, our media is just is very liberal dominated, just like yours. So the way that he was covered throughout the election process last time, this time, you know, all of our media outlets had, you know, Harris winning the debate, if you could imagine.
what the?
If you could imagine, you know, they honed in on the cats and the dogs thing. And I couldn't believe that that was such a thing that Americans were, you know, there were actually Americans saying, wow, I can't believe he's making up all of this stuff. And I found it from London within seconds. All I typed in was Springfield, Ohio City Council meeting. And I found that black guy and a whole bunch of other residents saying, bam, they're eating the cats and the dogs. So, yeah, I'll be honest with you. Yeah, he's not really received super well over here. But, you know, the people that want order in the world, people that want less terrorism, less crime, they know that if Trump is in office in America, it all trickles down to the rest of the world, especially the rest of the Western world. And we're safer as a world with somebody like him than, you know.
And are the liberals over there more extreme than our liberals over here?
I can't really say that they have instances of being more extreme. But I wouldn't say there are some things I've heard from America that make you say wow, but also some of the exact same things happening. You know, the trans, you know, kids getting their, you know.
Right.
Sex change done. Actually, that was happening in London. So, you know, immigration, just all of the things that happens in America, I would say happens here. So it's just obviously our immigration problem. We don't have South Americans. That's the only difference. We just have more Arab, more Asian, more African, less South American. But every other problem, crime, things not being safe, women being attacked, you know, kids not being able to go out, men being beta males, everything is the same here as it is there, I'll be honest with you.
Amazing, man. Well, I really, really appreciate your call, and thank you for calling in and updating us, informing us as to what's happening over there. I just think that if things don't change for the good, if white people don't speak up, And I can see that the people of color, all they do is destroy. They never really make anything better, or they don't come with new ideas, not real ideas. I just don't know what's going to happen to society if we lose the Western world, and that seemed to be happening quickly, in a hurry.
I mean, even London, you know, I remember you reading a statistic the other day saying something like they predict in 2050 America is going to have more ethnic minorities than whites.
Yeah.
I mean, in London, it literally just happened. For the first time ever, whites are no longer the majority group in London. They represent 42%, and black and other ethnic minorities are 44%. And people that were not born, listen to this, people that were not even born in the UK at all, 43%, more than white people. In the UK, in London, sorry. Insane.
London's my
already,
God.
London's already fallen. It's unfortunate.
London has fallen.
Yeah, it's not looking good, seriously.
Oh, man. And so are you white?
No, I'm mixed race. I'm half Nigerian and half English.
Amazing.
I used to be all into the black mess, all of it. And thank God I woke up one day and I just said, bro, none of this makes sense. It's too much. It's too much. Blaming it other people that you will never meet, never gonna meet, never ever gonna meet. It doesn't make sense. It really doesn't make sense.
And how do you spell your name?
Femi, F-E-M-I, Foxtrot, Echo, Mike, Indigo.
Oh, okay. Amazing. Your call is amazing, man. Thank you for it.
Thank you. Yeah, I hope you guys are well anyway, and appreciate the work that you do. Honestly, like, I wish more people could listen to you, but we both know that just because more people listen to you doesn't mean that people are going to hear it.
Absolutely.
I think I do think that you're doing the Lord's work. And if more people woke up and actually just were men and realized what's right and what's wrong, we'd be in a much better position than we are now as a people.
100%. Call me again, buddy.
I will.
Okay. I got to take a quick break. Sorry, I went over a little bit there. I had to. It was an amazing call. Back in a moment. Man over woman, woman over children. So get from race to responsibility. I write about that. Go to my website, rebuildingtheman.com, for an autographed copy, or call 800-411-BOND and donate to my nonprofit, BOND, the Brotherhood Organization of a New Destiny. We are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. So listen up, folks. I went over because that call was so amazing from London. I wanted you to hear it. It was just clear and laid out. And the reason I wanted you to hear it, because the same thing is happening here. What's happening over there is happening over here. And it shouldn't be happening over here since it's happening over there. And we have a laid out example of what it can happen. It happened in South Africa. You let the blacks take over South Africa. The white people are on the run. The blacks have not taken over South Africa and made it better. They did not improve upon it. They didn't make it better. They destroyed it. And then they go out into the farmland, just as they're doing here in the suburbs. Destroying the suburbs. They're going into the white people homes out on the farmland. And it happened in London, and it's happening here. And I've been warning you before it even got out of control here. I'm like, look, what happened in South Africa, what happened in the Western world, is happening in America now. Stop, stop. Don't vote in these black liberal females. Don't do this. Make people earn their way. But you didn't listen. It's like crying in the wilderness and nobody hear you. But anyway, amazing call. What's his name?
Femi.
Femi, thank you for that call. It was really a clear, laid out, made sense. It's like you were talking about America. Thank you for that call. Don't forget to follow us on social media. Y'all know what to do, like, right? We're on rumble.com/Jesse Lee Peterson, cozy.tv/JLP, JLP Talk on X. C-O-Z-Y is cozy. JLP Talk on X, Jesse Lee Peterson on Instagram. Like, follow, ring the bell, subscribe, and do all those things. Good morning, y'all on X. Follow. Holla. Follow. Follow, holla. Holla, follow. Amazing. Nick, what were you saying you reported on your show, the Anchor Baby Show?
Oh, yeah. So I was looking at the cities in the world with the most foreign-born population. And out of the top cities, like five of them are in Canada. Brampton, Mississauga, Toronto, all the most populous cities in Canada. Some of them are almost 50%, and some of them are already over 50% foreign-born. Brampton is like 60%.
And so where are the white people?
Around. You see them less and less. You know, I went back to Canada like 2021 or something.
Yeah.
And I say this all the time, but I was truly, and I grew up in Mississauga, where all my friends, a whole bunch of my friends were Indian, Chinese, a whole bunch of things. Still though, when I went back, I'm walking around Square One, that mall. Shocking.
And you say grew up with Mississauga?
I grew up in Mississauga with Mississauga. Muslim Mississauga.
Oh, that's her name?
That's her name. No,
that's
the name of the city.
Oh. What a mess. And so the white people are going to where?
There's just less of them.
And so they had to go somewhere, though, right?
I mean, they're still there. There's just more of all these other people.
Oh, they're still there. It's just that they have piled all the other people right in there. Oh.
It's crowded in Mississauga, and it does not seem like the same place I left.
It's interesting to me that these people in other countries, they do anything they can do to get to this country, to the white man land country, and when they get there, they screw it up. But I guess they bring their character with them. What a mess. So do all the social media stuff. Let's do Super Chat.
Super Chats.
Hey. Yesterday, I interviewed on the fallenstate.tv. I did an interview with some new guests over there. And I interviewed or had a discussion with Cheech and Chong. That's the name?
One of them.
How do you say it?
Chong.
No, Cheech and Chong.
Cheech.
Cheech.
Yeah, but you didn't talk to Cheech.
Right. I talked to
Tommy
Chong.
Tommy Chong.
That's right.
Right? It was amazing, this guy. It was like mind-blowing. Tommy Chong. And he said that, one thing he said that blew me away, I never heard it before, because he's into smoking pot.
Uh-huh.
He's really into it.
To this day?
And to this day. He even sell pot things to use to smoke the pot.
Yeah.
Kind of things. And nice man, though. Nice man. And he said that when we got into the subject, whether he was a Christian or not, and I think he said he's somewhat a Christian, but a different kind. And he said that Moses, the one that went up to the mountain, right?
That's right.
And met with God, right?
Mm-hmm.
He said that Moses went up to the mountain and the burning bush was pot.
Oh, Lord.
he said that Moses was high off pot.
Is there pot overseas in the Middle East?
He like, God created pot, and like Moses, he like, Moses was a strong guy. He was an alpha male. But Moses was high off pot, too. He smoked pot. And that's what the burning bush was about. It was pot. I'm like, what?
The word hash comes from the Arabics, no? Hashish. So, yeah, there's pot over there, James.
Dang.
It's hashish.
But that's not Israeli.
Moses wasn't an Arab.
No, that's that other. That's that other.
Is that over by Egypt? Semitic.
What? Maybe.
Never mind.
I don't know. But, and so I'm like, Tommy Chong, I've never heard that before. I've never heard. He's like, yeah, it's true. It's true. Moses was high on pot. And I said, well, yeah, at least he did get irritated at the people after a while. But what do you think about that? Oh, and then I asked my producer about that after the taping was over. He's like, yeah, on the internet, they were saying that was pot that Moses had. Had you heard that before?
I might have. I'm not sure. People believe all kinds of crazy things. So I'm not really surprised to hear that, to hear somebody make that such a claim.
I never heard that in my whole life. The spirit of the Lord with pot.
People think they're black Hebrew Israelites. People think that the Bible says that the earth is flat. People think all kinds of crazy things.
People think Jesus is God.
Right.
And it's just an idea. It's not even, they have no proof at all.
Yep.
But they believe it.
Or that the Bible tells you to be angry.
Right. And then they say righteous anger. That ain't even in the Bible.
I know.
Or that pot. God put pot here for us, they say. I think they even use the Bible for that, actually. I forget the verse.
Omid is telling me people think magic mushrooms is what turned monkeys into humans.
Crazy.
Oh, yeah, I've heard that theory, that it gave them consciousness, the first seeds of consciousness.
What?
I think it's a little silly. I mean, I bet
the
were...
mind is a terrible thing to say. Amazing. Super chat.
Popcorn's thump keg bought a coffee. It's not a pithy one. Jesse, when you talk about black people...
It's not pithy?
No, it isn't.
We need a pithy one.
I'll read as far as I can.
Okay.
Jesse, when you talk about black people committing crimes, you've callers who will say, what about what white people do? Or police are targeting black people. You usually say, what does that have to do with black people committing crime?
Right.
If the blacks weren't doing anything wrong, would they be in jail? Yesterday, you covered a story of white gang members being arrested. You said, well, the blacks and the other gangs can do all the crimes and get away with it.
And they held this news conference. I don't know if y'all saw it around the country, but they held this new country conference, the FBI and police department and all these people who were together. And they were so proud that they had arrested these, what do you call them?
Aryan Brotherhood.
Aryan Brotherhood or something like that. And they were all proud of it. I'm like, why aren't you proud of arresting the illegal alien gang members and the black gangs and things that are really happening? And I'm like, what a mess. Anyway, thank you.
So he's accusing you of having a double standard. Oh. Like, what is the white crime? He says, what do the black gang members have to do with the white? What white gang members are committing crime?
The point that I was making is that there's a serious double standard in America, and that white people are truly, 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 truly under attack. And I believe it's because they're trying to get white people out of the way. White people tend to be Christians, and they create, and they make things better. They improve on things. They create things. And no other race does that. And other races tend to rely on the government to take care of them, to think for them, to do for them. And so I think that my point was they're trying to get rid of white people, period. And so they've used these Aryan Brotherhood press conferences as a means to pretend they're tough, but they're only doing it with white people. That's my point. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Popcorn Stump Cake.
Yeah.
He's trying to accuse you of double standard. Suddenly you want balanced policing. Mike Young bought a coffee. Hey, Jesse, last week on the InfoWars show, you made a Tim Walz face impression. I have to tell you, Jesse, it almost made me fall out of my chair laughing because it was hilarious. Laughing face of tears.
It was funny, funny, funny. Laughing out loud. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Mike Young. Yeah, it was classic. Lin Yen Chin with a couple of supers. Jesse, I've never had a conversation with another human being. I guess this is a biblical question response.
Oh, when was the last time you had a real conversation with another human being?
Never, since the question supposes that I am a human being. I am a super predator. Ask Auntie Hillary Clinton and Auntie Kamala Harris. That's how he pronounces Auntie.
And that's a response to the biblical question?
It's sort of
Thank
serious.
You. I'll put my 2 cents in on Sunday. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Lin Yen Chin with another. JC says disaster isn't punishment from God, but it is. Tian Zai, or heavenly disaster, is ancient bias that natural disaster is divine response to immorality. Each immoral act summons specific reaction in weather patterns, i.e. Sodom and Gomorrah.
Well, I don't understand that at all, and he may be right, but Solomon and Gomorrah is the Old Testament. There's a New Testament, a new reality, a new world, and God does not punish. He does not punish human beings because of the God they serve in their own mind. they bring on their own punishment. So God does not bring in natural disasters at all. Amazing. Did you understand what he was saying there?
Yeah.
What are you saying?
He's saying that when you do wrong, it creates disturbances in the weather, and eventually it's going to get you.
And how's that?
Sodom and Gomorrah.
But how are you doing wrong or make the weather rain?
That's just what they've always been thinking. And he references China, Chinese.
Oh, amazing. But thank you, Lin Yen Chen. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you, Lin Yen Chen.
Lin Yen Chen.
Anthony on Cash App, no message. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Anthony. I appreciate it.
C-Bill, five coffees. We are definitely in the generation of weak men raised by single mothers. Just look around. Men are worshiping women like God. And I have seen men stop living once they get into a relationship and the man's life goes to hell. Harumph emoji.
Another example of men worshiping women. They try to figure women out. Oh, every conversation is about how to deal with a woman. Doesn't even make sense. Like, isn't that like insane to be doing something like that?
Yeah.
Learn how to deal with yourself, and then you can deal with all people. Amazing. Thank you.
Earth, if you're black, U-R-T-H. Earth, E-A-R-T-H, if you're white, is as flat as a pancake, says Truth for Jesus.
A flat earther.
Hey.
Amazing. Does the earth look round or flat? Does it look flat or round?
Flat.
Look.
That's a flat earth model.
Look.
You're pointing at the dome.
Right, it's you're round. At
the, that's the firmament. The firmament is round.
And the earth firmament. Is
flat. But I say the earth is a ball, obvious globe.
Amazing. Thank you.
As is
appreciate
the firmament.
It.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Truth for Jesus. Tony bought a coffee. Hi, Jesse. During the Vietnam War, the military was able to see seed clouds over specific areas. These clouds would stay there and drop large amounts of rain to cause mudslides and mud to prevent the enemy from maneuvering. This is called Operation Popeye. I have heard BlackRock has interest in minerals in North Carolina and may want these people off that land. Have a great day, everyone.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Conspiracy theories. Interesting. Always interesting.
Yeah, I'm not familiar with that.
Someone bought a coffee. Good morning, Jesse. Do you think that the white man is being set up by mama at home and everywhere so they don't have the guts to be like the men they used to be when fathers were running the home? Even in the white homes, they're single parenting or fathers just too weak, right?
You make a very, very good point. And definitely weakness definitely starts in the home. If you're raised with a mama spirit, you're raised in a weak way. So it definitely starts there, that's for sure. Thank you.
Someone bought a coffee. Amazed in how the Arabs hate the Jews and the Western culture, but they come to use the opportunities in Western countries, and they'll never change their radical ways.
Very good point. Thank you.
That's
amazing
called,
point.
It's kind of called being smart, exploiting the weakness of the enemy. You leave yourself open, and you're used. And thank you, guys. I do believe that is all for now.
Thank you all. I appreciate it. 888. Thank you very much for your support. 888-77-JESSE. Let me go to a first-time call out of Florida. Jonathan. Jonathan, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hi. How's it going, Jesse?
All is well. All is well.
Nice. This is the first time I've ever called. Sorry, a little nervous, but...
Relax. Take a breath. It's just Jesse. Yeah,
exactly. But, yeah, so I recently actually started dating this girl about 6 months ago.
Uh-huh.
Everything is going very well, yeah, I would say. She already, like, wants to get married and starts talking about having kids and all that. And I don't know. I'm wondering if my heart is just feeling like it needed something. So it's just, I don't know what I'm trying to say. I feel like I was looking for happiness in all the wrong places, I feel like. But then she just kind of came into my life and it's just been great.
Yeah. So I just want to, know if, I don't know, pursuing that, you know, I don't know. I'm not sure. I'm stumped, actually.
Are you stumped on what?
Just on, because there's some situations that, you know, she recently moved in with this, with her roommate, and I kind of, you know, have mixed feelings about that person because they do OnlyFans and these kind of things. So I'm in my heart, I'm feeling that maybe she's going to get influenced, maybe negatively, you know, and I don't know how to, like, just express that to her without it blowing out of proportion.
And why do you think it would blow her out of proportion if you expressed it?
Because females have emotions like that.
And so why would you date or marry someone that you are afraid to be yourself with?
It's not that I'm afraid to be myself with.
Then why don't you bring it up then and let her explode and you see what's in her?
Yeah, you're right.
No,
you're
that right. Was a question.
No, why don't I?
Yeah.
I'm not sure, actually. I think I've just been hesitant because...
You won't bring it up because you're afraid that she would explode.
Yeah, I guess that's true. Or that, you know, I don't want to hurt her feelings or something like that.
And so how would you be a good the head of her if you're afraid to hurt her feelings when you know feelings are not necessary?
That's true.
No, that was a question.
I'm not sure, yeah. yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I'm not sure actually how I'd be the head of her. I mean, I know that I would be the head of her just because, I don't know, that's just, we have this dynamic, but I just don't want to, I don't know. It's weird to put somebody in that kind of situation, but then again, I shouldn't have to feel the way that I'm feeling just because
it's
I want to express myself.
It's weird to put somebody in what kind of situation?
Not weird situation, but just, I don't know, putting them in that kind of spotlight or thinking that they would do something, but in reality, they probably would never do something like that.
But... How will you communicate with her as a wife, God forbid, if you can't communicate as a boyfriend and girlfriend?
I guess I'd have to explore that a little bit more. I guess I'd just have to be more open to just expressing everything how I feel.
Can you hold for me?
Yeah, for sure.
Hold on. Let me take a break. One more hour to go. Manhood Hour is coming up. Hate news, not the fake news right now. Hate news, not the fake news. And I'll be back in a moment. 888-77-JESSE.
When you're thinking everything is gone wrong.
We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that, out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingaman.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven.
It's a whole lot of mess going on in the world. A Boeing strike, North Korea mess, kind of fun from afar anyway. There's a female assistant coach in the National Hockey League. Boo. Hockey is over. And Crooked Joe pretending like Trump being nice to Putin, allegedly, is such a bad thing. And by the way, sleep is good for your brain. It helps clear out waste that may lead to Alzheimer's. So says the far-left extremist AP. So they claim. This is the end of hour two of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. Manhood Hour is coming right up. It is Wednesday, October 9th, AD 2024. Hang tight, callers. JLP will be right back to your calls. And we'll get to your super chats. But first, fake news, not fake news. Commie Nonsense Network, CNN reports. Boeing and the union that represents 33,000 striking employees at the company say negotiations between the two have broken down and no new talks are scheduled. Quote, the union made non-negotiable demands in far, far in excess of what can be accepted if we are to remain competitive as a business. So said Stephanie Pope, a female CEO of Boeing's commercial airplanes unit? Further negotiations do not make sense at this point, and our offer has been withdrawn, she said. Members of the International Association of Machinists have been on strike nearly a month over wage increases that they want and the loss of pension plans, grinding operations at the troubled manufacturer to a halt. What a mess, huh? And North Korea's army said today they will take a substantial military step, completely cutting off roads and rail links to South Korea. Since January, Pyongyang has fortified their heavily armored border, laying landmines, wow, scary, building anti-tank traps, and removing railway infrastructure. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has also ramped up his fiery rhetoric against the South, referring to it as the North's primary foe and invariable principal enemy. Kim's latest escalation comes as inter-Korean hostilities have simmered this year as North Korea appears to have intensified its nuclear production efforts and strengthened ties with Russia, deepening widespread concern over the West, over the isolated nation's direction. We need Trump back in charge, right? Trump back in charge means things are coming together. Him not there, falling apart. And Seattle Kraken's assistant coach, Jessica Campbell, aged 32, Commie Nonsense Network says, made history. History. Tuesday, maybe they made the team history because they're done for. On the opening night of National Hockey League season, by becoming the first female assistant coach in the male men's playing league. Disgusting. I bet they're have mixed feelings about it. Mildly attractive gal. Crooked Joe Biden is all hyped. He called his good friend Putin not a joke and made sure he had the tests. That's what Crooked Joe Biden said, blasting our greatest president, Donald J. Trump, following new reporting that Trump sent a secret shipment of China virus testing equipment to Russian President Vladimir Putin. What, you guys want him to die of COVID? That's not nice. For his personal use during the height of the scamdemic, I call it. Pandemic, they call it. Trump has denied those reports, so we don't even know if he did it. And a peek inside what the human brain shows that it cleans out the kind of waste that leads to Alzheimer's. Brain cells use a lot of nutrients, which means they make a lot of waste. Scientists thought that the brain has special plumbing to flush out the cellular trash, especially during sleep. They could see it happening in mice. Now researchers spotted the network of tiny waste-clearing channels in the brains of living people due to imaging. Remarkably active during sleep, the brain is. One reason, the time it takes to deep clean. That's when they deep cleans. Isn't that nice? Losing a good night's sleep muddles your thinking. Makes sense. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP, Hour 3.
stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Excuse me. Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the third hour of the show already. You can get involved. There is one line open. You can get involved by calling 888-777-5373, 888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question for this week is a doozy. My biblical question: when was the last time you had a real conversation with another person? When was the last time you had a real conversation with another person? You can listen to the show if you're out and about and you can't sit and watch it. You can podcast, but you can be listening on your iPhone or iPad anywhere in the world. And we are heard around the world by everybody and they mama if you're black. And if you're white, everybody and their mama. We are heard around the world. So you can listen to the show no matter what you're doing, by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLPTalk. Or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Wednesday. It's the last hour of the show on Wednesday. And every Wednesday, last hour of the show is and will always be Manhood Hour. What is a man? What is a man? Man.
It's an adult man. Human male.
Manhood. Hillary or President Trump?
I voted for Hillary Clinton.
Beta. Beta male. A man is a male who turns to man. Alpha male. Live right, be right, and lead the way.
Take a look at this surveillance video from inside of the store. You can see a few people first break into the store.
Who is in charge?
You can see he really takes a beating and gets tossed around.
In Hollywood, nothing but praise for the parents who make the tough decision to turn in their kids over to the LAPD.
Because if you don't stop them young, they can go pretty far with it.
Where is your father?
Near her home on April 6th. When a stranger severely beat and raped her, knocking out her teeth.
The words of the 80-year-old homeowner who confronted two robbers.
I shot her in the back twice. She's dead, and it's all her fault, but he got away. She says, don't shoot me, I'm pregnant, I'm a baby, and I shot her anyway.
Well, that's not funny, but it's the way you said it. And then it's being reported, I don't know if it's true or not, but she wasn't pregnant. And according to the police, it was justified. And he was not charged, by the way. I want to show you that story real fast, and then I get to your call. The guy from Florida, did he hang up? I put someone on hold for Florida. I think he hung up. Okay, he's gone. I just want to show you how bad things are in L.A. and around my country. Jonathan from Florida. Jonathan hung up, I guess, or dropped or something. I want to show you how bad things are, and you still want to vote the Democrats in to run the state of California and to run the country. What's wrong with you? What's wrong with your mind? And Nick put that opening together there. It was amazing. And I just happened to be coming up with that same story. A 7-Eleven clerk hurt in mob attack in Anaheim. And I want you to know that for the most part, Anaheim is a white city. Well, not so white now because the Mexicans and some blacks are taking it over. But prior to recent years, it was beautiful, white Anaheim, California. And the people would leave L.A. and go down to Anaheim. Now they're leaving Anaheim and going to Texas. What a mess! But this is from Fox 11. Authorities said a store clerk, and I want you to just watch this, how these people don't care. They're not worried about the police. They're not worried about going to jail. But I bet you had so-called brotherhood people have done it. I forgot what they call brotherhood or something. Had they done something like this, they'll go to the cops would be right there on them and put them in jail. The Aryan Brotherhood. But because the Aryan Brotherhood is not doing it, no big deal. Fox 11 is reporting that authorities said a store clerk was attacked by a group of about 50 members trying to rob a 7-Eleven store in Anaheim on Sunday. This is from Fox 11.
Take a look at this surveillance video from inside of the store so you can see all that unfolded at this store on Knott Avenue at around 1:30 on Sunday. You can see a few people first break into the store. Narinder has a stick and is trying to fend off the mob that just keeps growing, but he gets punched and a rock even thrown at him. In the video, you can see he really takes a beating and gets tossed around. The robbers took about $300 in cash, lottery tickets, and cigarettes. And here's another angle of this attack. Again, you can see this door to the 7-Eleven was locked, but a group pulls on the door until it opens. Police were initially responding to a call about a street takeover in the area when the robbery happened. So they were delayed by that street takeover. And by the time they arrived, the suspects were gone.
By the time the police get there, the suspects are gone. What sense did that make? The area, what do you think would have happened had that been the Aryan Brotherhood doing the exact same thing? The cop would have gone there before they could get the door open. And then they would hold a press conference. Oh, we got the Aryan Brotherhood, white race supremacists. We're not going to tolerate that in our city, in our state. We're not going to tolerate that. But the people of color can do it and get away. Oh, we just take our time, and if we get there, fine. But wait, let's wait until they're gone. Don't worry, it's not white people doing it. If ever we needed you, Lord, we need you now. We need you now. They are destroying men. In return, destroying the order of God. God and Christ. Christ and man. Man over woman. And they are replacing men with women. And everything but men. In the homes and everywhere, and this is what you're getting. And the government want it exactly like that. This is what they want. And you vote them in. You deserve the kind of government you get. Men are afraid to lead the way now. They think and act like females. Emotional, judgmental, revengeful, fearful, depressed, lonely, looking for love in all the wrong places. It wasn't like that in the good old days. When will you wake up? If not now, when? I want to know, what do you think about this other quick soundbite here? I want to know if the coffee shop owner have a point or not. Really, I want to hear from you about this too. Whatever you want to talk about, of course. Fox 5 is reporting a viral video showing a Washington, D.C. business owner allegedly berating a Uber driver for speaking Spanish has sparked a police investigation into a potential hate crime and simple assault. Watson from Fox 5.
Learn English. Learn it. You get money in America? This isn't you getting money in America. Learn English.
This is the moment the owner of Canna Coffee on Florida Avenue in Northwest D.C. yells an Uber food delivery driver, Gregorio Amundaray, because he doesn't speak English. The video is going viral on TikTok with more than 1 million views.
Porque fue lo primero que se me vino a la mente. Pensé que...
Gregorio is telling Fox 5 his natural instinct was to start recording to protect himself because the situation was quickly escalating and it was very uncomfortable.
Me hace sentir humillado, frustrado.
He says there was no need for him to be treated so disrespectfully. He moved to this country from Venezuela to get ahead in life and help his family. The intense interactions continues for an entire minute and ends with the owner shoving a bag of food at Gregorio's chest.
Learn English.
D.C. police are investigating this bizarre situation as a simple assault and hate crime.
A full assault and hate crime. Do you see that situation like that? What do you think about it? I remember years ago when there was a push to make English first. English first. This guy can't speak English. How is he going to go and pick up food when he can't communicate with anyone? And why would you trust your food with someone that can't speak English? What does, suppose they take out your real food and put dog meat in it. Just suppose, I'm just saying.
You know, the lady reporter translated one of his things nicely. I wanted to make it clear that he said, I feel humiliated. I feel like I've been humiliated and something else. But it was way worse the way he said it than the translation. Like it sounded way more pitiful.
What a mess. Anger is never good, so the clerk should not have gotten angry, but still spoke his mind about that. In America, English. Oh, no, senor. You speak English? No, senor, no English. Mamma mia, no, senor. What the... 888-7753-773. Jack is a first-time caller out of West Virginia. Jack, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Oh, Mr. Jesse Peterson. It's a pleasure and honor and a privilege to be speaking with you today, sir.
Thank you, Jack. I appreciate that.
Well, the comment on what you were just speaking about Spanish and English here in the United States.
Yes.
I want to remind you and your viewers that Spanish is recognized as a secondary language here in the U.S.
Where?
If you go ahead and look on Wikipedia for the demographics in the United States, it will mention Spanish as a secondary language.
Oh, okay. And so was the clerk wrong for yelling at the guy that he should speak English?
Well, the situation, from my viewpoint, could have been handled a lot differently. If the driver didn't understand English, yeah, you know, he was a food delivery driver. It's more than simple to look up a translating app on Google and use to communicate that way with.
Are you saying the guy that didn't speak English should look up a translation map?
Well, either or. The guy that spoke English or the guy that spoke Spanish could have done it, and it would have found to be a lot easier to communicate.
Why should it have been the guy that spoke English in his country? Why should he have to look it up rather than the person that's in the country and not speak English?
Well, you're correct in that point. I mean, the person that was in the country should know that when you go to a different country that's not your own, you need to learn how to assimilate.
Yeah. So was the clerk wrong or the guy that didn't speak English wrong?
Well, I guess they were both wrong.
And how was the clerk wrong?
If the clerk didn't know how to communicate, but the clerk knew that the gentleman was Spanish, he could have found a way to communicate with him.
Why is this the clerk job, the English-speaking clerk job in his own country, why is it his responsibility to find a way to communicate rather than the guy that's not in the country in the right, I don't know if he's legal or illegal, but why is it upon the clerk and not the man that didn't speak English?
You're right. The clerk was in the right because he's obviously in the U.S. He's definitely in the right. Although I don't think he should have yelled at the guy to speak English. He could have been maybe a little bit more polite about it, maybe a little bit more understanding. I myself speak 5 different languages. I speak English. I speak Italian. I speak Portuguese. I speak French and obviously English.
Right. Well, I don't know if the pickup driver or delivery driver was illegal or not, but we gotta when they come into our country, they gotta speak English.
Oh, absolutely, without a doubt. Yeah. When my parents came over from Portugal back into the 60s, you know, they had to assimilate to American culture and they had to learn how to speak English too.
Right.
When my parents came over from Portugal, neither one of them knew a lick of English. They couldn't even yell help if they needed it. So they knew they were becoming American citizens, and they had to assimilate. They had to learn how to speak English, but they also had to learn how to read English for the citizenship exams.
Yeah. And do you agree with me that we need a law that says English first in America?
See, that's a difficult question to answer because America is just one big melting pot from people from all over the world, and they bring their languages with them.
I know, but do we need a law that says English only in America?
A law? That's a tough call with a law. But it's like I mentioned, you know, for paperwork and for the applications and stuff, you need to learn how to speak English and learn how to write at least to be able to become U.S. citizens, such as my parents did, you know, such as that. I mean, a lot of kids come from different countries and they go to school and they actually pick up English as a second language.
And so do we need a law that says English only in America? First language, English, and that's it?
I think the law would be good about as far as passing the law and making it a law is going to be very difficult, but not to say that it can't be done.
And should it be done? Because if there's no law that requires that, then people are not going to do it.
I guess that would depend on the individual.
And so do we need a law that says English first, English only?
If such a law can be passed, I say why not?
Right on, Jack. This is the house that Jack built, y'all. Amazing. Thank you, Jack.
I thank you, sir. I appreciate it. And if I might ask for one thing.
Oh, okay.
I'm in need of some prayer. I'm in need of some prayer. I got some legal stuff going on right now that is nothing serious, of course, but it's stuff that's been haunting me now for at least 10 years, and now I'm facing it. Okay. You know, I'm the king of procrastination. I wait till the last minute to do stuff.
Oh, okay. Well, I wish you well with that, and then just don't overreact. And just taking one step and one day at a time, and it'll work itself out.
Definitely. I definitely appreciate that if you and your viewers can throw a prayer for me there.
Absolutely.
And
I wish you well with that, Jack.
I thank you, sir.
All right, buddy.
Have a good day. I'll be talking to you soon. Thank you for the uplifting words.
Right on. You're welcome. Amazing. Justin is out of New Jersey. Justin, welcome to the show. There's one line open, 888-77, Justin. Justin, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, Jesse, how you doing?
All is well.
All right. I think we talked about a year ago. I don't know if you remember me or not.
A year ago?
It was a year. I asked you about Halloween. And,
I don't even remember my son's name after a year.
Okay. All right.
But go ahead.
I was listening to this preacher, another guy. I think his name's like Cliff or something.
The name is not necessary. Go ahead.
Okay. So he was talking about the Old Testament and how God's more wrathful in the Old Testament and all that. But he says that the Old Testament and the New Testament combined shows how God is good. And just as in the Old Testament, how God hates evil, he says, that we are called to hate evil as well. And if you can stand by and watch evil happen and do nothing about it, then you are not good. This is what he says. So I'm wondering your opinion on that. Are we called to hate evil? I guess not with like human hate, but with some kind of righteous hate, or is it not our responsibility? Because I think I've heard you say before that it's not really our responsibility to get mixed up in other people's problems and things like that. But
right. What can you do about evil?
You know, I really get confused about that. I think about that a lot, and I'm honestly not sure what I can do. I mean, am I supposed to do anything?
Can you do anything about the evil that is within you?
Oh, well, that, yeah, for sure.
What can you do about the evil that is in you?
Keep watching it.
And then if you are watching it, what are you doing about it?
That's a good question. I guess in watching it, I'm seeing its true nature.
Well, in watching it, you're doing nothing about it, because if you can see evil, you also see that there's nothing you can do about it. That's why you just see it by the light of the Father. And the Father is the one that defeats evil. There's nothing we can do about it ourselves at all. And so, and knowing that that's true, what can you do about evil in someone else?
Right, right.
No, that was a question.
Well, I see. Nothing, absolutely nothing.
So your preacher is dumb.
Yeah, no, I don't listen to him that much. I just saw him in like a YouTube short, and I thought about you because I'm like, well, this sounds like the exact opposite of what Jesse talks about. So.
There's nothing we can do about it. Just think about it. If you had control over evil, you would have gotten rid of evil already. You would not have been thinking and feeling the way you feel and carrying out the acts that you have carried out. You can't do anything about evil. Of ourselves, we can do nothing. We know nothing, right, and we can do nothing. And only an idiot think that they can.
I agree. I mean, the biggest thing you've said that has helped me along this journey so far is when you said, Why would you ever give yourself a negative thought?
Yes.
Like something that you don't want to think. And that happens all the time. Like thoughts will come up that I really just don't want to be thinking about.
And I'm yeah.
Like, why would I do that? Like it doesn't make any sense. So it's like, yeah, it's not me.
It's a blind person who it's a blind person who think and or believe that they have control over thoughts. They create their own thoughts, and they have no idea what they're talking about. They can't see. And you ask them, okay, if you're creating your own thoughts, why do you create thoughts that make you afraid or cause you to be lonely or cause you to have suicidal thoughts? If you create a thought, you would always create good thoughts. You wouldn't create thoughts that make you feel horrible.
Right, yeah. It makes 100% sense.
Yeah, amazing.
Amazing. Now, there's one more thing about something that Jesus says. This is another, well, not a preacher, but his name's Charlie Kirk. Have you ever heard of him before?
I have.
Okay, so Charlie Kirk said to someone recently in an interview that they were saying about like how you're supposed to recruit others to Christianity, like you're supposed to bring people to faith. And they didn't agree with that. And Charlie said, well, one of the last things that Jesus said was to go and make followers of all nations. But I've heard you say before the opposite of that, that we don't really need to force people to, you know, believe what we believe and all that. Like they need to come to it themselves and all that. So how do you reconcile with the fact that Jesus did say that, that we should go and make followers of all nations and preach to people and all that kind of stuff?
What do you think about that? I didn't hear him say that, but if he said that, what do you think about that?
I think, see, again, it makes sense what you say, that, like, we're really not obligated to, like, make other people see it our way. But at the same time, it's like, if Jesus said, if God says, well, Jesus isn't God, but if, I don't know, if we're called to do that, then should we? Like, if it says it in the Bible, then I guess we shouldn't follow the Bible to a T, you know, Bible thumper. I don't know. It's like, is some parts of the Bible wrong and some parts of the Bible right? Is it kind of like a metaphorical thing? It's confusing. That's why I want to hear your input on it.
And so do you believe you can make other people follow Christ?
No, because every time, I know I'm wrong for this because you say you shouldn't be like talking to people about this, because every time I do, they get like mad. Like I have this one person in my life that they're in misery, right? They are suffering. And I feel like I have the keys to their salvation. So once in a while, I'll try to talk to them about this kind of stuff, and they get pissed. Like the demon comes out in them like no other. And it's like, and then I get reminded, yeah, like don't cast your pearls before swine and all that. So, but yeah, so like, no, yeah, I know. You really can't convince anyone of anything. You just can't.
And so, do you, if Charlie said that, and again, I didn't hear him say it, but do you agree with what he said?
No, I really don't.
Yeah. You can't make anybody follow Jesus. All you do is become by you overcoming the fallen state, you become a light. You become an example. And if someone sees the light in you and they want to follow Jesus, quote unquote, they'll ask you, hey, I see something different about you or something like that. And or you'll just be given the word to say, but you can't make anybody follow Jesus.
That's interesting. So when Jesus told us to go and make followers of all nations, did he mean to do so by being the light and by being the example and not by just like trying to talk to them and all that?
That's the only way, by being the example.
Oh, wow.
Being the light. And the light will do the work for you.
Okay, that's huge, Jesse. Okay. Okay, thank you.
All right, buddy. Amazing.
That's big.
Thank you, Justin.
Man, no problem. Good talking to you.
All right. I got to take a break, 888-77-JESSE, a quick break, and back in a moment. So I asked the question, are you better than a child molester? I've discovered over the 30 years of counseling The one thing that's missing, the one thing that's missing, and I think because it's not taught in the homes or talked about, we don't have examples of it, right, is love. Our theme this year is to bring back Christianity, to love God with all our heart, soul, and might, our neighbor as ourselves, and to endure. And there, when you're in a fallen state, people will judge the molester but think they're better than the molester. And I ask, well, why do you think you're better? What I realize, it doesn't matter what you think about yourself or how much you have or don't have or how you accomplish things in life or don't. If you have no love, you have nothing. Okay, folks, I want to encourage you all to wish all the folks in Florida well through this hurricane that's coming up. Another hurricane, they say, and this is like a 5, I think they said, which is supposed to be one of the worst ones they ever had. And so to the folks down in Florida, I and everybody I know wish you well through this. I really do. Go to safe ground somewhere and be patient and ride it through. Go away. Don't get hurt. A mess. The Hake Report is coming up at the top of this hour. The Hake, H-A-K-E Report.com from 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. And then after the Hake Report, Joel Friday TV. He black. Joel Friday TV at 11 a.m. Pacific time. And at 4 p.m., the American Anchor Baby. And the American Anchor Baby is on fire. Major information he's bringing to you. Helpful information. So check him out at 4 p.m. Brand new episode of the FallenState.tv this Friday. If the Lord is willing and decree, don't rise. I had an interesting, very interesting, in so many different ways, discussion with Sean Foyt. And Sean is a Christian missionary, musician, and activist. Watch this.
Next time on The Fallen State.
How would one know if he or she is in a fallen state?
If you were born totally disconnected from why you were created, who you are, why you're here.
Does your wife obey you?
You are the one that sets the tone for your home.
Absolutely.
You're the climate controller.
Do you love white people?
Yes, of course I love white people.
What's wrong with the blacks?
I don't know if that's a question we should end on. That's a long conversation.
This Friday at 12 noon Pacific time, if the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise. And you can support the Fallen State right there. TheFallenState.tv/donate. TheFallenState.tv/donate. Or on locals.com. Just click on the description and the link. Locals.com. I do appreciate it. All right. And thank you all for supporting my nonprofit organization, Bond. We've been around almost 35 years now. Come February, if the Lord is willing, rebuilding a family by rebuilding a man. It's a 503c1, so you get your little test back. I do appreciate it. Thank you. Go to rebuildingaman.com or call 800-411-BOND, 800-411-2663, 501c3. I said 503c1? Whatever. 50. Thank you, Hake. 501c3. It's a nonprofit, all right? Super chat.
Super chat.
Super chats.
Someone bought 3 coffees. Tommy Chong might be onto something. The word cannabis comes from the Hebrew term cane bosom, which translates as sweet cane in English. It was part of a mixture of herbs burned on the altar in Exodus.
What the? And so you believe in that when Moses went up to the mountain, he had a conversation with a joint or the Spirit of God? And so is this person calling the Spirit of God pot?
I don't know. I don't want to put words in his mouth.
Amazing. Thank you, though. I appreciate it.
Over on buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Actually, on Cash App, a couple of Cash App tips.
Nice.
Rocky Rock. Don't eat the ducks out the park pond.
Don't eat the little ducks in the park pond. Those ducks are put there for the white people. And so after work or during lunch time, they go and they stroll in the park and they talk about how beautiful their country is and how, oh, look at the beautiful sun and look at the beautiful grass. And then they look over at the pond and they look at the ducks and they're like, oh, those ducks are so beautiful. And the woman make the man go over and play with the ducks, but the duck won't stop and let the man play with them. And now they look over at the pond and the blacks ate up the ducks. The blacks from
Haiti.
Haiti. Don't eat the ducks. That's for the white man's pleasure. Amazing. Thank you.
Cornerstone on Cash App says, Elon saved free speech, American flag, for now. Right, single tear crying emoji.
Right on, Elon. Elon is the man. Alpha male. Thank you.
Tony bought a coffee. Free pet removal. Free pet removal. Call 1-800-HUNGRY-HAITIANS. Free shipping for your pets to Springfield, Ohio, where your pets will be disposed of naturally by a hungry Haitian.
Where's my dog? My dog gone. Dog burger.
For an extra $10, we'll send you a photo of the hungry Haitian that disposed of your pet. Also, courtesy of JB Bus Lines, we'll arrange a free meet and greet.
What the? Thank you. Thank you.
And on it goes. Thank you, Tony, for your coffee.
Yeah.
On Rumble, a Rumble rant, Nick LaBoy says, you're right, Jesse. America is not coming back because men decided to stand behind the woman, not realizing that women water down strength and instead promote weakness through emotions.
What a sad way to live. When I look at the world, it fills me with sorrow. Children today gonna suffer tomorrow. Oh, what a sad way to live. Amazing. Thank you.
On buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk, Mike Young says, hey, James Hake, it's okay to say the B word. God will not hold you accountable for the B word. It's just a word. Thumbs up. An angel halo emoji. Smiley.
Right on. What's the B word?
I can't say it.
But how will we know then if you don't say it?
Fill in the blank.
Oh, that what it mean?
Derek spelled it out in the chat.
Amazing. Thank you.
Heart Demand bought a coffee. Thank you, Mike Young. Heart Demand says, yes, Spanish is considered as a second language here in the United States, but that doesn't mean you're not supposed to learn English. If you don't want to learn English, then stay with your own people. We Americans doesn't have to adjust for you, period.
We need an English only in America. English only. Really? Amazing. Thank you.
Over, shout out to the top contributors on DLive, Games for Rec, Groovy Monkey, Wolf 336, Kid Combo 1.0, Misty, Army Ann, Kilo Alpha Tango. Thank you guys for the lemons and ice cream.
Thank you all.
Very sweet.
I appreciate
and thanks, guys.
It.
I do believe.
Did I do the treasure chest?
Oh, yeah, you did.
Oh, I did. Treasure chest is open.
It was open and shut.
Nice.
Too late. You're too late.
Black and slow. Thank you.
And thank you, guys. I do believe that that is all. Oh, no. Aries won with a diamond. Hate crime, not a hate crime.
That's right.
Thank you, Aries won.
Nice.
And now that's all for me.
Amazing. I like that song that I heard on your show yesterday that someone made for you.
That's right.
Can we play a little bit of it? Do you have it, Nick?
No, he doesn't have it.
Oh, send that song to me.
I did already.
I mean, hopefully we can get it to Nick.
Okay.
So we can play it before the show is up.
Yeah.
I really like it. Reminds me of the Beatles. I don't know why. Maybe because of the guy's from London, from England.
No, he's from America.
Is he?
Uh-huh.
Why he sound British?
Because the person who's singing is an AI.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah.
But I like the song. It sounds good.
So do I.
I really like it. Anyway, thank you all for your super chats. I appreciate it. Let me go to Sergio out of Los Angeles. Sergio, welcome to the show. You're on the air. Sergio.
Yo, can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Hey, good morning, brother. Good
morning.
Hey, I had a comment on your guy from across the pond. Or that's what they call it, right? Over there where they say water.
From London?
Water. Yeah, there
yes.
we go.
We had this amazing Sammy? Call from London early.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
So I had a question that, well, I mean, I'm wondering, right? Because he emphasized white people so much. You know what I'm saying? Like, all these white people, they get, like, called racist and this and that, and they bow down and they turn, right? And our country's going to go down because the white people don't stand up. And I hear these things, and I'm like, men don't stand up. Because it doesn't matter about white, brown, black, and all that. If you stand up for good, you stand up, period. So, like, if a white man is being called racist, and a Chicano says, hey, bro, you're being racist to him. What's wrong with you? You know what I mean?
Did people so done did that you disagree? You like did you disagree with him?
I just disagree with the emphasis on the white, like the white thing. The white, it has to be, if the whites don't stand up, our country's gone. I think if men don't stand up.
No, the point he was making is that the primary attack is on the white man. There's an attack on all men, but the primary attack is on the white man. They don't care. They're not threatened by the quote-unquote men of color because the men of color have nothing to offer anyway. And so they're not threatened by them. They're threatened by the whites because it's the whites who and they are motivated, and they are the one that makes things work.
Isn't it then the men of color that are, like in a fallen state?
But the men of color don't own anything. They don't run anything. What kind? I hear noise in the background there.
I might be my phone missed like not being able to connect well or something.
Oh, okay. But it's the men of quote unquote color don't have anything to offer. So the world is not. Concerned or afraid of them because they have nothing to give.
And then that's where we can make an impact, right? Because if they're not concerned with men of color, because you're a man of color, right? And you own stuff. You got things. You're making an impact. So maybe you're like a sleeper agent or something. Like they don't see you, but of the great impact before.
I think what you're missing is that in that particular conversation, The attack is about the attack on white people, especially white men. And the reason this is happening in the Christian world because white men tend to believe in Christianity, they believe in God. And again, they have something to offer. If you get rid of the white men, then you can destroy the country. But the black,
but you don't think we'll stand up?
I'm sorry?
You don't?
Hello? Oh, I lost him. His phone dropped. Thank you, Sergio. I appreciate it. Let me go to Nate, a first time call out of Canada. Nate, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Good morning, sir. Good morning. How are you doing?
All is well.
Yeah, I just had a quick comment on the immigration thing with the.
Are you outside or something?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, but you have a lot of wind static.
All right, let me just try and go in. I'm on my break from work.
Okay.
Can you hear me better now?
Yeah, but okay, let's see. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, like with the whole the Venezuelan guy speaking Spanish,
right.
As long as these people aren't out here committing crimes, Like, I think we need to respect these people because there's a lot of them who come out here doing bad stuff. So if they're working and, you know, they're here trying to make ends meet, I think we have to respect them because there's a lot of illegals up here doing bad stuff and taking from the government up here. So if I see them working, I don't really hate on them that much, right? Like,
plus, are you saying so that the me. Guy? Are you saying that the guy that was telling the other person, you need English, speak English? Are you saying he was wrong in that?
Oh, I think so. Like, as long as
but they were not able to communicate because the guy is in America and he does not speak English.
Okay, well, maybe I think it was the tone or whatnot, or he should have been more professional with it because, like,
who
he's making him money.
Who should have been suspect? The man that was delivering the food or the one that wanted him to speak English?
The one who wanted him to speak English, yelling at him, like, to speak English, right? Like, he's making him money, right, if he's his delivery person. His business is not going to make money. Like, up here, the real citizens, they don't want jobs like that. Right, to be delivering food. So maybe he was having a bad day, but I think he needs to realize that a lot of people who are making money for him can't really speak English too well.
I know, but still, is it right or wrong to require English first or English only in America?
It really depends on if you're going for a government job or something through school. But for something like a delivery person, if like who cares about that? As long as they're making ends meet, eventually they're going to learn English.
You need to communicate with the person that's delivering your food.
Of course, but there's lots of different ways. Like, you know, they have Spanglish or whatnot. Like, as long as you can say a few words, it's not like you're trying to be a rocket scientist. Or
I know,
a
but he couldn't say.
Like,
according to the report, it appeared that he spoke no English at all.
Well, I didn't see the report. I'm just speaking in general from what I see here in a major city where we have a lot of immigrants.
Okay.
Yeah. So I just think people need to be appreciative of the immigrants or the refugees who are actually trying to...
Why? It's not our job to appreciate them. We have the American citizen who should have the jobs first, and we should not appreciate the illegal alien. I mean, the so-called immigrants. I don't know if the guy was an illegal alien or not.
Well, exactly, right? All I'm saying is anybody who's here trying to do the right thing, legally make money... like without committing a crime, like to register for Uber, a lot of these places, you have to show some form of legitimacy, right? So I think it's really on Uber or whoever it is if they're not checking their people properly.
Right, it's on Uber to make sure they hire the right people, that's for sure.
Exactly. It's on them, right? It's not on the people who are taking advantage. But as long as they're not committing crimes, because there's a lot of people here who I see or who are taking advantage, who come in as immigrants or refugees,
but
those people are a different category, right? Than these people who are trying to.
But the immigrants are coming here and they're like destroying the country. They're not helping the country.
Not all of them. Because, like I said, if I was a business owner, or even the last time I checked up here, I believe 20 to 30% of the construction industry was illegal immigrants.
That's like, not good. People, that's bad.
Well, like I said, depending if you're a businessman,
no,
you're gonna
want to get those jobs to Canadian citizens.
No, you don't. You want to put money in your pocket.
Well, that's selfishness.
No, it's human nature, because if I was a businessman and I see the person here who's willing to do the job, I'm going to give them the job rather than the Canadian person who I'm going to have to pay more. It's just strictly business, because at the end of the day, I can make more money and distribute it myself rather than giving it to the government to waste the money.
Amazing.
So I'd rather hire the legal, keep more of the money, and then invest it into the community rather than to hire a Canadian and pay them so much taxes and the government just waste it, right?
But Hake of the Hake Report, you know who that is?
No, I've just been tuning into your show.
Hake, his show comes on right after my show. You should try and listen to it right after my show. The Hake, Hake, is a white man. He white. and he's not afraid. And he has good hair. His show's on fire.
But okay,
he wanted to say to you, say something to you about this subject.
You said it's human nature, but it's, and after Jesse said that's selfish if a business owner hires illegals or foreigners because it's cheaper labor, that is selfish. You said it's human nature, but human nature is selfish. Because in the older days,
technically, I wouldn't even say that's selfish. Because, like I said, I'm either giving the government that money or I'm taking the money myself to put it into the community myself, like through my family or my schools or my church. So I wouldn't say it's selfish. I would actually say it's wise. So I take that back.
It's not wise to hire people who don't speak English and cause confusion.
This guy wasn't causing confusion. He was working.
How do you know he wasn't causing confusion?
He didn't speak
English.
Why did
he yell at him if it wasn't?
Now you're speaking hypothetically.
It's not hypothetical. The guy was frustrated
at him.
Can
you play that?
All right.
I want you to hear it, Nate.
Yes, sir.
Are you able to see us right now?
No, I'm just on my break right now.
I want you to hear it. Hold on.
Okay. Learn English. Learn it. You get money in America? This isn't you getting money in America. Learn English.
This is the moment the owner of Canna Coffee on Florida Avenue in Northwest D.C. yells at an Uber food delivery driver, Gregorio Amundaray, because he doesn't speak English. The video is going viral on TikTok with more than 1 million views.
Porque fue lo primero que se me vino a la mente. Pensé que...
Gregorio is telling Fox 5 his natural instinct was to start recording to protect himself because the situation was quickly escalating and it was very uncomfortable.
Me hace sentir humillado, frustrado.
He says there was no need for him to be treated so disrespectfully. He moved to this country from Venezuela to get ahead in life and help his family. The intense interactions continues for an entire minute and ends with the owner shoving a bag of food at Gregorio's chest.
Learn English.
D.C. police are investigating this bizarre situation as a simple assault and hate crime.
What do you think?
That's ridiculous, man.
Okay. What I think is I blame Uber, I blame the Border Patrol, I blame the government, because if the threshold is you want people here who are proficient in English, then you need to be checking people through Uber, the Border. That's who he needs to take his frustration out on. And I think he's very ungrateful because a lot of citizens aren't going to take those kind of jobs.
Yeah, they will. Like, you're
repeating
propaganda, man.
So wait. So you're telling me that a lot of regular people, they'll do full-time Uber if they have an opportunity rather than to get another job?
Yes.
Because
people,
that's not what I see.
Normal people get Uber jobs. Like
I
crazy.
I see people doing Uber as a second or third job or something like that. I don't
so
see
what? They're
people
still doing
really
Uber.
Doing Uber as,
I know a lot of people who are doing Uber as
but
a
this
first
guy, it
job.
Sounds like it's this guy's bread and butter. And regardless, I'm looking at it.
So what, Nick?
How do you know they won't do those jobs? Where
this is Nick,
from?
The anchor baby.
Well, they're not. We should look at if there's a way if Uber could put out stats in terms of how many people that work for them are actually full-blown citizens rather than people who just have their papers. You know,
let me ask you this, and then I got to run.
I don't know.
Nate, I want you to listen to the James show right after my show this morning, if you can. And then the anchor baby, he's from Canada. You may run into him over there in Canada. The anchor baby at 4.
Big place. It's a big place. It's a big place.
But let me ask, was the man that could not speak any English, was he wrong?
No.
He wasn't wrong about anything?
He's not wrong.
He's not wrong for not learning English?
By the way, I'm a conservative, and I support, the Great White Hope.
Right on.
So, but at the same time, he's not wrong. I blame the government.
Why he's not wrong for not learning English?
Because that's not the standard. That's not the standard. Nobody asked him at Uber when he came here to get his papers if he could speak English.
They should have.
You can't lie about that. You can't lie about that, right? Like,
right.
Nobody. Well, they should have. It's not his fault, man.
Oh, man.
The people who are in charge. All right, Nate, have a good one, guys.
Yeah,
great
thank
show.
You, Nate. I appreciate it.
God bless.
You too, buddy. I am so out of touch. Interesting. How many of you believe that the store owner was raw as opposed to the man that could not speak any English? Now, the guy should have gotten angry and threw the food at him and all that. That's ridiculous, of course. There's never a reason to be angry. Never. A reason to be angry. There's never, no matter what happens. I'm out of time. The Hake Report is coming up now. So check him out. He's already warming up in the bullpen. TheHakeReport.com at right now, coming up next. And then Joel Friday TV at 11 a.m. Pacific time. And then the American Anchor, baby, all the way from Canada to the USA, heard around the world. The American Anchor, baby, at 4 p.m. Pacific time. Get on that straight and narrow, folks. Drop your anger. Forgive your mama. Forgive your daddy. And God will forgive you. Do the silent prayer. RebuildingTheMan.com/prayer. And watch. Watch amazing things happen. Your own nature will be taken away. And you'll be free. All right. I'm out of time. Rick out of Hampton. Sergio out of L.A. Matthew out of California. And somebody that just hung up. And another call coming in. I'm out of time. Tomorrow is, if the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise, Bible Bumper Thursday. Bring the word. And in the beginning, there was the word was God, God was the word was God, and God was the word in the beginning. Take care. Bye. Thanks for your super chat and support. Put your hand up and hut. Cause if we don't, then we lose, and then we gotta hear the fake news. Whoa. Have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy, they're miserable, they have rough lives, they're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand, I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to RebuildingTheMan.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven. I read or heard that some Republicans are starting to pull their advertisements from Google or whomever, right? Because so many conservatives are being shut down, discriminated against, shadow banned, and all that kind of stuff. So conservatives are starting to fight back. It is happening to us, too. I'm just taking it one day at a time. But you could go to jlptalk.com and find all the ways to support us. You can check out RebuildingTheMan.com and support our nonprofit organization. You can call 800-411-BOND, 800-411-2663. And don't forget to like, subscribe, follow, share, and Sunny! And also, we have thefallenstate.tv. Ring the bell.